Our clubhouse call-in every week here on the Burns and Gambo Show. We get a chance to catch up with one of the Diamondbacks players coming off their game the night before. And nobody we'd rather talk to at this moment right now than Luke Weaver. 6 1/3 last night, 6 hits, 1 run, struck out 7. He joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Luke, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you all for having me.
Good to have you on again, Luke. Really appreciate it. Another great outing by you. 4 quality starts in a row. You seem to have found your rhythm. What's working for you right now?
Well, I'm just trying to breathe through my eyelids and and just keep things simple. So, basically it.
Yeah, ERA down to 3.33. You've struck out 24 batters in the last 22 innings, so you're finding a way to not let these guys put the ball in play a whole lot. The strikeout pitch has been real good for you. The fastball looks good. Looks like you're mixing speeds up and changing speeds, and even your off-seat speed stuff looks real good right now.
Yeah, I'm very confident where I'm at. Like you said, just things are clicking all at once right now. I'm just trying to maintain and keep a hold of it, and more than anything, just trying to get to 2 strikes and being able to finish guys, whether that's in play or via strikeout. So it's just trying to maintain that mindset.
Your manager after the game, Torey Lovello, talked about the swagger that you had out there on the mound. Is that something that you're aware of? Is that something that you've always had? Is that something that comes with the success you've had so far this year? Do you feel that when you're out there?
I don't know the way it looks, but I know the way I feel, and I'm probably pretty angry out there just trying to make pitches. And, you know, early in the game, it was a grind, so just had to try to minimize, and then towards the back end, just kind of hit a groove. And from there, it's just, you know, when you can keep your confidence high and be convicted in what you're doing, then everything just kind of comes together. And that's all I was trying to focus on. And whatever it looked like, I guess that's just how I was feeling.
The familiarity that you have with Carson Kelly, both coming over in the big trade, I mean, how has that worked for you, having to get in the pitch to him every 5 days?
Yeah, super easy transition. Obviously, we've been doing it for a while. It's just, he knows what I do out there. He knows, you know, he can see things as far as mannerisms. He can see just the way I'm attacking. If he needs to, you know, fly me across the face, he'll do it. But, you know, there's just a great communication level on our part, and something that it's hard to establish right off the get-go with guys, but we've been doing it for a while, so it's been a huge plus in that area.
Luke, coming over in a big trade like that for a star player, how often do you look back maybe to see what Paul Goldschmidt's doing or just what your ex-teammates are doing that you played with for the Cardinals? Do you often look at the box scores and follow up with that team?
No, I try to focus on what we're doing over here. You know, the baseball is always playing on TV. I think they were playing today. So, I mean, and I'll watch some of the game and just, you know, check in. And I talk to some of those guys here and there and check in, see how they're doing. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got friends and, you know, they're still family. You know, we got what we're doing over here is just where our focus needs to be. And, you know, we're playing good baseball right now. We just got to keep going.
Luke Weaver, Diamondbacks starting pitcher, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, our clubhouse call-in segment. We do it every single Wednesday. We talk with one of the D-backs players. How do you feel? It's been a few months now, obviously, with you and your new teammates. How do you feel like you fit in with the culture around here?
I feel like it's been going really well. We've got a lot of great personalities on this team. Some funny, some you know, quirky, some serious. Like, it's just a great mix. You know, everybody brings something to the table, and I feel like I just kind of fit right in there. They made me feel welcome, and you know, all the friendships just skyrocketed. I feel like we're all best friends, and we're going to have sleepovers and build sports.
Going back to being like 8 years old with sleepovers and forts and marshmallows and stuff like that. Hey, you know what? For you starting pitchers, this bullpen has been really good. We're seeing a lot of bullpens get whacked all throughout baseball, and your offense has killed a lot of bullpens. How confident do you feel when you have to turn the ball over in the 6th, 7th inning that you've got a bullpen that's going to close the door for you guys?
Oh, super confident. You know, when I came out of that game, I knew it was a situation where, you know, they felt like I needed to come out, and I understood. And, you know, as a pitcher, you just kind of understand where the game's at. And, knowing, you know, a guy like Chafin was coming in, it was just a no-brainer that he was going to get a double play there, get the next guys out, and obviously throws the one pitch, and you're just sitting there laughing, scratching your head, thinking, man, I'd gone 2 hours pitching this game, and he just made it look that easy. So, you know, it's a great back end of the bullpen. They're doing their thing. Guys are swinging the bats. I mean, not yesterday's game. Obviously, it was a tight game, but the game before was just so crazy to watch our hitters just boom late there in the game and just score, I think, 7 in 1 inning. So there's just a lot of firepower in that lineup and a lot of firepower in the bullpen.
Luke Weaver here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. What was the biggest thing you needed to do from last year to this year to get yourself back where you wanted to be as a pitcher in this league?
Well, I think it was just stay the course. It wasn't anything about reinventing the wheel or, you know, trying to figure out who I was. You know, I knew I was right there on the cusp, and things just weren't going my way. I just felt like I wasn't as well-rounded as I needed to be, and being able to go in and have a serious four-pitch mix that guys have to respect has really kind of changed the culture, you know, around me a little bit more, and the guys have to you know, they have to commit to four instead of maybe two pitches that were working last year. So I think just being able to be in the zone, be aggressive, and no, I'm going to come right after you, hopefully puts them on their toes. And I'm just going to try to stay the course with that.
Well, Luke, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for coming on for a few minutes. Best of luck to you guys the rest of the road trip. We will talk to you when you get back, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all having me, and talk soon.